Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. So let me turn to my guest who is here with us this morning, who is calling in again by telephone from the Small Business Development Center, which is located right here at San Juan College. Carmen Martinez is here. Carmen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in, and I imagine you have been and staff have been kept pretty busy these last month or so.
Yes, we definitely have. Last week when the funds ran out, we got a little breather, more back to normal, but we're expecting an upsurge again this morning.
Right.
As the Paycheck Protection Program opens again at 8:30 this morning.
Okay, and that's 8:30 our time then, so in about 15 minutes from now?
Yes.
Got you. And I guess, go ahead.
Yes, so if anybody is still interested in that Paycheck Protection Program, that covers 8 weeks of your company's payroll. Please reach out to your local lenders. They should be able to help you through that process.
Very
and of
good.
Of course, we give you guidance as to what you will need as well.
Right. And so talk to me a little bit about this program, because I think maybe a lot of small businesses heard about it the last time, and maybe they tried to apply or they didn't quite have everything ready to go to apply, and the funds kind of ran out, right? And so this has been kind of reauthorized. More money has been put into this program now, and so when things open up this morning, folks should be able to apply. And so for these small businesses that might have missed out the last time, again, it's kind of getting your application in quickly. Is that the key?
Yes, it's basically a first-come, first-served situation. So, yes, reach out to your lenders, get that application in as soon as you can. And, again, if you need guidance on certain things, that's what the SBDC is here for. But your first point of contact should be your lender.
Got it. And are most banks then working on this program with their clients, with their customers that you've heard?
Yes. All our local community banks are very active, so all lenders pretty much in town can take care of their customers in San Juan County.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. And did you hear anything from the last round of companies that maybe didn't quite get their application in on time and they were rejected, or any stories like that, or any incidents you can share?
No, I didn't really hear too much about that.
Okay.
It was just we had not applied yet, you know, when the money ran out. We found out Thursday morning when the money ran out, they had yet to apply. So we continued to encourage them to get their paperwork in place. We were pretty certain that the second round would come through, you know, because of the pressure that the whole country's under. So,
right.
So hopefully they're continuing to do that.
Sure. And this program, again, if you can explain that a bit more to the rest of us who maybe aren't in the business world, but I thought it was pretty unique in that it aims to help employers keep their workers on the job, or at least with paychecks, even if their business is closed for up to 8 weeks. Isn't that what you were telling us?
Yes, so that is the intent. So we do get a lot of questions such as, okay, so I can't work right now. What do I do with my employees? And like you said, that is the intent of the law. So even if you're closed, this loan, which will be forgiven once you turn in the documentation, does allow you to continue to pay your employees, even though they're not able to work right now. This will prevent them from going to unemployment, which is, you know, another program that's out there. But this is actually more beneficial for most employees because it will be at a higher rate.
Sure. And wouldn't it allow them to keep some of their benefits if they are getting benefits from their employer? Could that be another reimbursable expense for the employers?
Yes, definitely. Any type of insurance, any type of sick pay they might need to take, all those items are covered. Most payroll costs are covered within this program.
Right. And so, again, that's pretty pretty unique. So it's more of like a furlough, I guess, than really, you're not really laying anybody off. You're just not having any work for them, and they're getting paid in their and their benefits, right? They're still getting their pay.
Correct. Yes, correct, including the owners.
Right, exactly. And Carmen, you mentioned that then this loan, it's a loan that you're applying for, but then it is forgiven with documentation. And I guess that documentation would involve proving to the government that you've reopened your business after 8 weeks or something to that effect?
Well, it's just the payroll. So the fact that you paid your employees.
I see. That's all you need to do.
Yeah. So the application does ask you how many full-time equivalents you have. And as long as you have paid payroll for that same number of full-time equivalents during the eight-week period, so let's say you get your money today, the time starts today for the 8 weeks, and so you can show your 941s or any other kind of payroll documentation at the end of the 8 weeks that you went ahead and paid those employees.
Gotcha. And I would think that, again, for some of the small businesses who are closed, but there is talk in our state about maybe reopening some businesses or reopening parts of the economy within the next 8 weeks, we would hope, fingers crossed. So that would maybe help them to maintain at least their business so that they're viable once everything maybe starts to move back into some kind of normalcy, right? That they don't have to shut everything down or declare bankruptcy or something worse, I suppose.
Yes, correct. You would still have your employees in place, and you would be much more readily available to be able to open. You know, we know that there's going to be some precautions that need to be taken, so employees can possibly go in, you know, in small groups or individually and do deep cleaning, those kinds of things. But yes, definitely trying to get prepared to reopen is the goal.
Right. And so that is the main part of this new CARES Act that was approved. Are there any parts of this legislation that also helps other areas of business?
So the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, that has not opened yet. I just checked the website this morning prior to calling in. So we will be checking that every day. So that was the one that gave you up to $10,000 in emergency advance, as well as a loan. For up to 30 years at 3.75% for profit businesses. So the SBA is still processing those loans. Anybody who was in the queue before, so if you have a confirmation number, don't despair. Those are getting funded every day. And so we don't know when that will be open because the SBA truly does not know how much money they have already committed to this program. They did receive additional funding, but they don't know until all the loan requests are processed how much money has truly been allocated already, if that makes sense.
It makes sense to me. And SBA is Small Business Administration, the Fed's folks,
yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so I guess if you applied before, what you're saying is, and you got that confirmation number, then you're in the pipeline and someone should be getting back to you or you should be getting some notification about funding through that program, but there may be additional funds to open up for other new applications, and that's what you're monitoring?
Yes, that's what we're waiting on, is for them to reopen for some new applicants. So for those that are already in the queue, what will happen is you will receive your emergency advance. So the way that works is whatever number of employees you put in, because there was a question that asked, how many employees did you have on January 1, 2020? So whatever number you put in there, let's say you just put one for yourself, if you're a really small business, then you will get $1,000. And because they're doing $1,000 per employee, mm-hmm. up to $10,000. Then after that, you will receive an email from the SBA, so please read it carefully. Do not delete it. Make sure it is from the Small Business Administration. Then they're going to ask you for additional documentation and an actual loan request. So how much money are you asking for in the form of a loan?
I see. Gotcha. My guest this morning, Carmen Martinez, is joining us. She is the director of the Small Business Development Center here at San Juan College, who has been helping a lot of small business owners kind of navigate through this new normal, if you will, with some of the assistance being provided by the federal government. And again, as we are learning this morning, legislation just signed by the president late last week has enabled more funding for some of these programs to help small businesses. And so I would think then for a lot of these small business owners, Carmen Martinez, that maybe have not had to do this before, they're doing their very best. But I know you and your staff can also help with some questions if folks are looking at these forms going, what?
Yes. Yes. Bill and I are there ready to assist anyone who needs help. And you can reach us at 505-566-3528. And we have a wonderful team fielding phone calls. So if you don't reach us directly, then we will contact you as soon as we're able.
Okay. And let me have you repeat that phone number one more time for folks who are listening on the radio this morning.
It's 505-566-3528.
Very good. And we're putting up on the screen that number and also the email address of sbdc@sanjuancollege.edu. That's a good email address to use?
Yes. Yes, that is.
Okay. And, of course, folks should go to the San Juan College website and search for Small Business Development Center and get to your website as well from there to find out all these ways to contact you. Are there some other programs that you're being asked about these days, Carmen Martinez, from this program, from this legislation?
Yes. So one of the things that opened up yesterday was the pandemic unemployment assistance. And so usually business owners are not eligible for unemployment, but because of what we're going through right now, if you're a really small business, the unemployment pandemic assistance might be a better solution for you than the Paycheck Protection Program. So you do that through the Department of Workforce Solutions, and you have to be denied for unemployment first. And then you can file under this pandemic. And you can go to that at www.jobs.state.nm.us. So this is the first time that the unemployment benefits are available for the self-employed. So if anybody is taking home less than $30,000 a year, we have done some of the analysis, and this program is going to be better for you than the Paycheck Protection Program. And again, this is for solo workers. So the self-employed independent contractors, just one person shop.
Gotcha. So you don't have employees to worry about it except for yourself. And that may, this program works for you.
Correct.
And I would think maybe, does that maybe include, can you think about maybe some of the artists in our community or people like that who are self-employed, those types of folks?
Yes, definitely. That's what this was meant for. The gig workers, you know, the
yes.
Uber drivers or any other, yes, mm-hmm. All those type of workers definitely need to get online because we don't know, again, you know, we've had glitches with technology because of the number of applications. So please do it as soon as you can. This program started yesterday.
Okay. And again, you mentioned that in order to qualify, you need to go first to the state website that you mentioned and then apply for unemployment and be turned down. Is that the kind of the first step you have to do?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you will be turned down. And don't, you know, again, don't despair. That is the way it has to be done. Once you're deemed ineligible, then you will be cleared to apply for PUA benefits.
And those benefits are then through the federal, a federal program or the state again?
It's still through the state, but
I see.
It's getting federal funds. It's being
gotcha.
Provided by the federal funds through the CARES Act.
Understood. Got you. Well, and I would imagine that a lot of these folks, as I mentioned, they're maybe dealing with this stuff for the first time and mm-hmm. are maybe a little wary of navigating through some of these websites. And as, again, if there's a glitch, that doesn't help things. But we understand that a lot of these websites are being overwhelmed because of the demand for these products, these services to help our small businesses. So that's what you're hearing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're hearing. And it is very unfortunate. This is just, you know, a new thing for us. We have never had a pandemic of this sort that's countrywide. So yeah, patience is required.
No kidding.
But they do.
No kidding.
Yeah. But on that site, you will find a 1-800 number as well if speaking to a person is, you know, more your thing. They're open from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, and they've got a lot more operators now. So hopefully they can address the questions faster.
Sure. But I know a lot, sometimes those call centers have been overwhelmed too. So again, as you mentioned, patience is important in all of these things.
Yes, and always feel like you can reach out to us, and we will provide whatever information we know at the time.
Very good.
Because it does change as well.
Sure. Excellent. And again, with all these other programs, Carmen Martinez, the funds are finite. And so, again, once they run out, they run out. And we saw some folks that were in that situation from the first round, right? They may have been thinking of applying, and by the time they got around to it, the money wasn't there, the program was closed, and they're kind of left waiting for this moment when things have maybe started to reopen again for applications, right? So, again, it's important to get your stuff in quick.
Yes. Now we know that we're in it for the long haul, you know, because at first people were uncertain, oh, well, we're going to reopen, so it'll be okay. But we have no idea how long this is going to take. And even when we reopen, there'll be restrictions in place, so you won't be able to operate at full capacity. So just think about that. These are funds to help you get through until we are back to whatever the normal looks like at the other side of this.
Right. And normal, again, may look different than normal in 2019, normal in 2020.
Yes, definitely.
It's kind of what we're hearing. And so, again, remind us about the importance of these small businesses to our overall economy. I mean, they really do a lot of the economic driving of economic growth and prosperity and things like that. It's not all the big companies that we hear about, especially here in New Mexico, right? It's these smaller businesses that really do the hiring and pay the taxes and do a lot of the things that then allow our governments and quality of life that we enjoy in our community, right?
Yes, that is correct. In New Mexico, we rely 90% of the businesses that we have are small businesses, and those are the ones that we rely on to keep our economy going. So that's why it's super important for business owners to go out there and get these funds so that they're still able to do business, you know, now and in the future.
Exactly. And I know the mayor has been on this program talking about his desire to get some of the small businesses reopened. But again, that's a big question mark. And until we know when that might be, until the governor maybe changes some of her stay-at-home orders or determining who is an essential business and who is not, I guess it's really important for local businesses who find themselves closed and unable to be open to apply or look into these benefits for themselves or their employees. If they're a one-person shop or have four or five employees, these programs are designed to try to keep them together and their staffs together until they can maybe reopen in some capacity, and that's what we're talking about.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, you can adjust some of your business processes now. So doing a lot of mail order, you know, like the restaurants, just taking out if you deliver products, revamping your website, creating a merchant account, you know, those things that were not necessarily important when you had a storefront, they become really important now. And you know, you have the time to learn how to do all these things and get help with all these things now since you don't have customers in front of you. So I really encourage people to also do that. Do, you know, online storefronts with merchant accounts and do business that way, because our community has been very supportive of those type of efforts, trying to keep our local stores open.
Right. I think that's a great idea. And again, as you mentioned, when things maybe come back to normal, whatever normal is, they may look a little different. And so it may be more curbside service. It may be more takeout, more online purchasing, and then having some way to pick up items and things like that. And I guess this would be the time, if a business is closed, to try to think about how they could reinvent themselves in the same product lines, but maybe serving the public in a little different way than having them walk into your store, if that's maybe not allowed or not allowed at numbers that were previously allowed.
Right, right.
And this would be the time to maybe do some of that. So very good. Carmen, is there any other words of advice you have for folks who are listening and watching us right now as we move forward with this? Again, time is of the essence for some of these programs to make sure you get in, to make yourself available to these things. And again, some of these are loans, and some of these are loans that will be forgiven. It's important to read the fine print, I suppose, as you're applying for these things.
Yeah, definitely. The Paycheck Protection Program is a loan that is forgiven. The other loan, the EIDL, the Emergency Advance, that is a grant. The loan, of course, is an actual loan, but it's a very low interest rate and long-term. Everybody that I have assisted with one of those is really happy with that because they know that they're going to need it to survive for the future. And then the pandemic unemployment assistance, again, there's no fee for that. That's just an unemployment benefit that got added for the self-employed. With any questions on any of that, please reach out to us, 505-566-3528. We're happy to assist you.
Okay. Very good. Well, Carmen, I appreciate you being with us. It was kind of short notice that I called you to see if you were available this morning, and I'm so glad that you were to share this information with our listeners and viewers this morning. Again, we know how important our small businesses are to the community, and we hope that they all reach out, and if they need assistance, that they can get what they need so that when things do come back around, we can still enjoy their business. So thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful Monday.
You too, Carmen Martinez from the Small Business Development Center here at San Juan College. And again, if you need to reach out to them, the phone number, 505-566-3528, 566-3528, or the email address is SBDC, Small Business Development Center, at sanjuancollege.edu, SBDC at sanjuancollege.edu. I'm Scott Micklin, back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:36. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.